Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is called How to Manage CPD for a Whole Team Without Chasing Staff.
Which I imagine lands for a lot of principals.
It does. The article opens with a pretty honest question. Ask any principal what they actually do to keep their team's CPD current, and the answer is usually the same. They chase. A reminder in the team meeting, a message to the one person who never gets around to it, a mental note to check whether someone has renewed.
And all of that ends up from the principal's plate.
Right. And the article makes the point that this is low-value work. It's endless, and it lands on the person least suited to do it.
Least suited how? Principals obviously want the team compliant.
It's about role. Two things go wrong when the principal becomes the chaser. First, it takes up your time on something that should never reach your desk. Second, it puts you in a strange dynamic with your own team. You end up nagging adults about training, which is hard to square with being the person they also need to follow and respect.
There's also the memory problem.
Yes, the article calls it out directly. The system is fragile because it depends on you remembering. The moment you're busy, travelling, or focused on something bigger, the chasing stops, and that's exactly when a CPD deadline slips past unnoticed.
So what does a better version look like?
Archer's model flips the whole thing. The chasing still happens, but you're not the one doing it. There's a specific sequence. Step 1. Reminders go directly to the staff member, email and SMS. They own the task, so they get the prompt.
So the agent is being reminded, not the principal.
Exactly. Step 2. If the staff member doesn't act, Archer follows up, not you. The follow-up lands on the person who can actually do the work.
And the principal only finds out if something goes wrong?
That's step 3. You're notified only after 2 follow-up attempts have been ignored. If Archer has chased the staff member twice and gotten no response, that's when you're told. That's the trigger for you to step in, and not before.
That's a meaningful shift. You're not getting daily updates on who's behind. You're only hearing about it when it actually needs your attention.
And the article is careful to say, you stay in control without being the nag. Control is about the outcome, knowing your team is current and being able to see the progress. It was never about you personally sending the third reminder.
What does that visibility look like in practice?
Team progress reporting. You can see who's finished, who's in progress, who's due soon. The day-to-day nudging is off your plate, but the overview isn't.
And the staff get a better experience too, I'd imagine. Reminders coming from their training provider feel different to reminders from the boss.
The article makes exactly that point. The reminders come as a normal part of the course, not as pressure from above.
Why does follow-up make such a difference to completion rates?
The article's take on this is clear. Most CPD doesn't get missed because someone refuses to do it. It gets missed because it's easy to put off and nobody is keeping it in front of the person. Build the follow-up in, keep the task visible to the one person who can finish it, and completion climbs. Take the follow-up away and it drops.
Makes sense. What about teams spread across different states? CPD requirements aren't the same everywhere.
This is where it gets practical for multi-state agencies. The article mentions that NSW, QLD, and the ACT each set their own CPD rules. The reminder system tracks each person against the right deadline for their license, so an agent in QLD and an agent in NSW aren't being reminded on the same timeline.
And because it all runs through one agency relationship, there's also bulk enrollment pricing and a dedicated account manager.
One account, one point of contact, compliance tracking that follows each person's actual deadline. That matters when you're managing licenses across state lines.
So for a principal who's currently doing all this chasing themselves, what does the article say they should do?
It's direct. That role can move off your desk this week. Reminders to the learner, follow-up by Archer, escalation to you only when it's genuinely needed. You can read how the agency training model works on the Archer Institute website or call the team directly on 1800 069 273. They'll get tracking and reminders set up for your whole team.
And Archer's training is nationally recognised, online and self-paced, with real Australian-based support, so your agents work through it on their own schedule without being pulled off the floor.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog if you want to read the detail. If CPD compliance is regularly landing on your desk, it's worth 10 minutes of your time.
It probably shouldn't be landing there at all.
That's the whole point.